we're holding Siman Tov Lamin Aleph, Sif Beis. The Mechaber begins. Yizore kol odom shelo yaschil b'shum miloche. The halacha is that absolutely no work can be done starting from a half hour before the Zman Bedika. This also includes going to the Merchatz, as well as the other activities that are prohibited before Mincha, which are listed in Siman Reish Lamed Dalet. If you forget to be Boidek at night, so you therefore have to do a Bdika the next morning, so the same Isser will exist the next morning. And you cannot do anything until the Bdika is done. The Mechaber adds, V'lo yoichol ad sheyivdek, which doesn't mean there's an actual Isser Achila, like you have by Kiddush, where you cannot eat anything at all. But the idea is, from a half hour before the Zman Bedika, you cannot do anything that could potentially drag on and cause you to miss the Bedika. This would include eating any pats larger than a shear of a kibetza, which is considered to be a suda kavua. On the other hand, peres, which are not an achila kavua, are mutter. That's all in the half hour before the Zman Bedika. Now the Mishnah Berurah is Mechadesh that, and this is an important concept in this sif, is that Chazal were metakein that the Bedika should be done immediately after Tzeisak Rechovim. So therefore the halacha is that once we enter to the Zman HaBedika, to the actual Zman Bedika of Tzeisak Rechovim, any type of delay whatsoever, including eating peiros, is unacceptable. The Mechaber goes on. Lo yilmoid, v'afilim yesh lo eish kavua lilmod, lo yilmod ad sheyivdek. You cannot learn also before Bedika. Now some ask for the learning also in a half hour before the Zman. And some disagree, and learning will be mutter during the half hour. If a shir of halacha is given in the Beis Medrash, it's mutter, because everyone inevitably is going to have to go home at some point. But if the shir is a shir in Pilpul, then we are concerned it might drag on indefinitely, and that would be awesome. Now, what about davening marv? When do you daven marv? So that depends really on what type of person you are. Those that normally daven in the shul, bisman marv, at the right time, so they should daven in shul as they usually do. It's too difficult to drag everybody back to shul for the minyan after the bdika. And also, It's unlikely that anyone's really going to get so wrapped up in Ma'ariv that he's going to forget to do Bdika. Now the second type of person is someone who at least sometimes davens in shul. But tonight, he will be davening at home. Now this person is at a risk. He's at a risk of forgetting of starting Bdika and then forgetting Ma'ariv. So he should really daven Bizman, which is the same time as Man Bedika, Tzeisak Rechovim, and at the same time have somebody else be Boidik for him. Now, if that is not possible, he should then daven first and then be Boidik. The third type of person is someone who is used to davening at home. He's Rogel to daven at home. And therefore, we're not concerned that he'll forget to daven after Bedika. He should therefore be Boidik and then daven. The Choyg Yaakov disagrees. He holds that the halacha is you always daven first, because there's a locha of toder veino toder, tefillah is toder, bdika is eino toder, and therefore, according to the Chag Yaakov, you daven first. Now, what if one begins to learn before the Zman Iser? He began learning before. Now, here we have a machlekes. We have a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says, "V'mhiskel lima b'oid yoim." Ain't tzarich lahafsik. The Mechaber argues that just as we find in any other mitzvah deraisa, such as Kriyashma, etc., where If one began before the Zman Iser, he does not need to stop. The same is true with Bedika. As long as he started before the half hour of the Zman Iser, he may continue learning even though it's Zman Bedika. The Rama disagrees. He says, "V'yesh aymrim shetzarch lahafsich v'chein ner li'ikar." Again, the idea is, this is what we mentioned before, that Chazal established that the Zman of Bdika should begin immediately after Tzeisach HaChovim. So therefore, regardless of when you started, either learning or any other malacha, the halacha is that everyone must be boydik at Tzeisach HaChovim. The Mishrua adds that although the halacha is you have to stop here, so if you started learning Bizman Heter, you do not have to stop until the Zman of Tzeisach HaChovim comes. Simin Tov Lamed Beis. Koidim sheyaschil livdoi kivorech asher kirishonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu al bir chometz. Before your baidik, the bracha that you make is al bir chometz. The Mishnah Berurah brings an interesting mashal. It's also found in the Bach. And that, although normally someone who washes his hands in order to make a bracha is considered migase haruach, but since the mitzvah of bdika is letaris haregel, it's a very important mitzvah. Here it is appropriate to be noitel yodov for nikis. So the bracha made on bdika is beer. Why beer, not bdika's chametz? So the Achronim explain that the bdika is a prerequisite for the beer. So therefore, the bracha made is beer. Now, what about making al bitul chametz? So that's not possible, because we never make a bracha on something which is belave, something which is dvarim shebelave, something dependent on a person's thoughts or intentions, is not something which we make a bracha on. If one said, instead of al bir, he said livvayer, he is yoytze b'di'evet. Now, ideally, the bracha is made before the bedika begins. That's called oiver lasiyosa. The Rama, however, adds, v'im hischil livdoik b'loi bracha, yivorech kozman shlesiyam b'dikosa. That as long as he has not yet completed the bedika, he's still involved in the bedika, it is called oiver lasiyosa, and a bracha can still be made. If one realizes that he forgot to make the bracha after the bdika is already finished, so now it is too late to make the bracha, at least that evening. But according to the Magen Avraham, according to the Taz, being that the bracha is al bir chametz, it's on the bir of the chametz, so you can also make the bracha the next day when you burn the chametz b'shas sreifa. Even though we already apotem midiraisa, because we did bittul. So how can you make a bracha? The answer is, there still is an obligation midarbanan. And the bittul at night is really only on the chametz that you did not find. That's what we say, kol chamira d'loy chazisa. But the chametz that you found that you're going to burn the next day, that you're not mevatel, and that the next day you can make a bracha al bir chametz. There are others that Mishnah Berurah brings who disagree, and if you forgot to make the bracha at night, at the time of the bdika, it is too late the next day. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that if someone wants to rely on the previous opinion and make the bracha, we do not protest. The Mechaber continues, V'yizoher. One should be very careful, shelo yidaber bein habrocha letchilas habdika, not to speak between the brocha and the bdika, that would constitute a brocha levatola. v'toyv, and it is preferable, shelo yedaber b'dvorim achayrim, that one should not speak about anything, ad shehigma kol bdika, even one has begun the bdika, he should still avoid speaking until the bdika is completed, kedei sheyosim eliboy b'chol ha'mekoymes shemachdisim v'chametz, in order that he can properly focus and pay attention to the bdika. However, at this point, it is absolutely permissible to speak about things which regard the bdika itself.